In the beginning of the 80s, there was a big movement from the consumer side, from seeded grapes to seedless grapes, and which the UK is big, they only take seedless grapes.
What do we like as grape eaters? Are we fussy grape eaters?
Yeah, I think you're a bit too fussy.
What do we like? Why? Why?
You like in the UK, you like big berries, but green. You don't like yellow on it. So it's normally a bit sour in our opinion. Where in Europe, there can be a bit smaller berries, have a bit more of yellow on the skin. And it's a better taste. It's sweeter. But yeah, the consumer is obviously always right.
Of course. Now we're going to the national park next. How are we getting there?
We've got a boat waiting for you at the bottom, and we're going to paddle across, and then we can again go into the park.
Excellent. See, I was frightened we were going to do a bit of swimming.
Okay, crocodiles, hippos?
There's no crocodiles or hippos, but the legend has it that there's a big river snake in this part of the river.
Oh. Snakes, I do not do.
Well, if you leave the diamonds alone, they probably won't be a problem for you.
Diamonds? What diamonds?
Well, this river is the river that takes all the diamonds down to the Atlantic coast, which is very rich in diamonds.
So if I have a little paddle in here, I might find some diamonds.
Well, this is the first time I've resorted to canoeing on one of my walks. But bridges on this part of the Orange, like tourists, are few and far between. So with people like Harvey to assist, there's an opportunity to fashion your own walk. My route now crosses the Orange and enters the Ograbes Falls National Park through the back door. Bizarrely, for such a remote area, this was the location for South Africa's very first conservation area.